Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your closing bell for August 20th, 2025. So we got another tick today. So mortgage rates are now at 6.61 today. We really didn't get any information other than the Beige Book or the Federal Reserve's minutes. That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. We did have Jackson Hole start, but the minutes came out from the Federal Reserve. So what did they have to say behind the scenes? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. What I try to do each day is come on here and give you guys a report on what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So today what we're going to talk about is NOB. And a little bit confused, well, I have a new acronym today. And this is what we're going to study to try to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So I've been trying to figure out, okay, we got down to the 6.5% rate that I've been expecting. And now rates are just kind of there between 6.5 and 6.6, and they're just hanging there. And we want to try to figure out what's it going to do in the next few months, maybe even the next year. And if you're watching this video, that's most likely why you're watching this as well, because you're looking to buy or maybe refinance. So let's try to figure this out. And what does actually NOB mean? So to figure that out, let's get over to the markets. So here's what we're seeing in today's news. This is the headlines. Fed minutes show majority of FOMC members saw inflation as the greatest risk. Well, there's a report out, and I can't find it anywhere else than right through here. And this is Rick Santelli, and you guys know I love this guy. He is the bond vigilante, or not bond vigilante. I take that back. He's the bond guru. He knows the bond market. That's why I go to him for his expert advice on all this. And he had a fantastic interview today. And I want you guys to learn, you know, check this out. We're going to learn something today. We're going to learn what NOB is. So let's check out Rick Santelli. We come back, I'm going to explain it to you and how I think mortgage rates are going to be stuck here for a while, folks. So, Rick, let's take it away, bud.
Minutes shedding a little bit of light into the committee's conversations about where interest rates might go. Two members calling for cuts, and now the focus, of course, shifting to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Rick Santelli joining us now. Rick, you put out a note to us internally about this. On one hand, they're talking about inflation, and on the other hand, they're talking about weaker jobs. That's a tough combo.
It is. It's a tough combo, but I really do think that the market has an opinion here. If you look at how all the markets' interest rates lined up after the big negative jobs report we had a couple of weeks ago, you will see that markets haven't recovered fully because the onus of a Fed ease, or at least the onus of what's going on in the economy from the perspective of the markets and the yield curve and all the information we can glean in the Treasury complex, certainly seems to lean that the weakness in the labor market got bigger moves than some of the inflation numbers like CPI and PPI. It's really quite clear. Now, I'm not saying the Fed's right or wrong, but I'm saying the markets have an opinion. And when you move beyond that and look what happened today you see the intraday charts. Now it's washed out a bit, and you have to make a lot out of a little because the ranges have been small. But we did see 2 years lead the move. You see that blue line kind of shifted briefly, but everything's kind of caught up. The curve flattened initially. 2-year note yields rose almost to unchanged, while the 10-year didn't move much. But we're only splitting basis points here. For all practical purposes, hovering around 430 in a 10 and hovering around 375 in a 2-year, we're really going nowhere fast. Maybe the most important thing I see today is called the NOB spread. It's 30s minus 10s. Nobody's probably going to trade it there. It's not something that a lot of outsider retail trade, but insiders love to monitor it for one reason. The wider it gets, and it's the widest it's been in 4 years, the wider it gets, that usually sets up the notion that longer duration treasury yields will be stubbornly high compared to the rest of the curve. So that's why we watch it. And I continue to believe that I'd like to see the Fed ease a quarter point, except Brian, because I'd love to see what the yield curve does. My guess, if they cut 25, the yield curve steepens 12 basis points.
Interesting. So that's what Rick Santelli has to say about that. So here's how I want to break it down for you. But basically what he's saying is the long-term treasuries are going to stay higher for longer. And that's what's basically mortgage rates kind of go with, is they follow. If you ever talk to somebody, you know, you ask them where mortgage rates are going, they're like, oh, follow the 10-year treasury. Okay, so let's check on that. So what is the NOB? Basically, well, he explained it. It's the NOB spread, notes over bonds, is the difference between the yield on a 30-year treasury bond and a 10-year U.S. treasury note. Okay, today's number as of August 2025, 10-year yield is approximately 4.3. And the 30-year yield is 4.9. That's a difference of 0.6%. And this is where he was saying. I hope you guys can read that. Let me see if I can scroll that in a little bit for you. So Rick was saying that's the highest it's been in 4 years. So what does this tell us? A widening spread usually signals expectations for a stronger growth or high long-term inflation. This may keep rates elevated. A narrow spread. Okay, so that's what the widening spread. He's saying it's widened and it's the widest it's been in 4 years. So this is basically telling us long-term yields right now are going to be halted. Okay, so what does it mean through here? Mortgage rates in the short term, mortgage rates are likely to stay elevated, but could stabilize long-term. Now here's where that coin flip comes. If the spread narrows, mortgage rates will begin to ease. If it widens, mortgage rates will go up. Well, obviously. Okay, so that's what it's saying. So where it's going to go from here, well, that's what we're going to focus in on. So if I ever explain to you guys now what the NOB spread is doing, it's actually the difference between the 30-year treasury and the 10-year treasury note. So that's what the NOB is. So that's our lesson for today. So now let's get over to what the markets are doing. First thing, we're going to go over to the bond market. And this is basically, it's done nothing again. Like Rick's saying, it's flat. So here's what we saw today. Here's what we saw yesterday. Now, the funny thing is mortgage companies are starting to cut rates. Why? Remember last week, and I don't know if it's on here, we had like a whole day that mortgage rates went down. I can't find it on here. There was like a whole day that mortgage MBSs, they rallied up like 20 points, but mortgage rates didn't move. And usually when the number goes up, like we saw here, mortgage rates come down. So right now we have MBSs up 3. We have mortgage rates also up. So that's kind of so the markets are kind of all over the map today, folks. So I wanted you to understand how we're going to start looking at different spreads to figure out what longer term rates are doing as well. But this kind of emphasizes what I've been saying about where mortgage rates are. I'm going to still stay where we're going to be between 6.5 and 6.75. That's going to be my spread over the next 6 months. If you can get on the earlier side of that at 6.5, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth right now, folks. Lock in at these rates because they're going to stay here. And if you're at a higher rate, you're looking to refinance, you're just going to sit on the sidelines paying that higher rate over and over and over. Just letting you know, we'll give you some information at the end of this video where you can reach out to me. I can help you analyze what your savings are going to be, you know, what rate you'd qualify for, what the costs were going to be, and we can break the whole thing down for you. But next, let's over to the stock market and the equity markets. I won't say this is a bad day either, really. S&P falls their fourth day, NASDAQ posts back-to-back losses, a tech name slide. We have a lot of tech, you know, really crumbling right now, but they're still up in multiples, you know, 100% for the year. If they pull back 10 or 15%, okay, it's still good. It's like that housing crash. You know, if your house is up 50%, but then it drops down 8%, did it crash? Not really. But you see the Dow Jones, it's a little up. S&P, they're off. It's off its record highs. But the VIX is going up a little bit. Nothing scary there. Let's go over to oil, see what that's doing on the inflation front. Again, it's staying under 65. So that's helping on that front. And hopefully with a peace treaty through here, that'll also help on that. Let's go over to cryptocurrency and see how it's going. It's 114. So this thing is all over the map. So we talk about that on Stock Talk Tuesdays. If you're new to me and to this, we talk stock markets and how to invest every Tuesday. If you're new to investing or just want to learn how, check out my Stock Talk Tuesdays with Dan. So let's get finally to the economic calendar. So here's what we had today. So today we had Fed Waller speaking, and he's always dovish, so he's good for the markets. We had a 20-year auction. Look at this. The last time we had a 20-year auction, it took a rate of almost 5% to get rid of that debt. It's down to 4.87 now. So that's a nice move down on rates through there. And then we got the FOMC meeting minutes, and that is saying, you know, we do have some distractors right now in the Fed, and I think they're going to cut at the next meeting because they have a lot of people kind of squeaking at the noise right there. So they're going to cave to that. So the other piece of this puzzle that we're going to talk about is Jackson Hole. When Federal Reserve Chairman talks at Jackson Hole, the markets are going to move, folks. And so we're going to give that to you, what he said. How he says it and how the markets react to that. I think that's his speech is coming on Friday, but we'll be attuned to this. If he's going to probably say some things in interviews and things like that. We'll keep a concern on that as well. Now, tomorrow, here's the numbers that's coming in, and we're going to stay on the sidelines and wait for this. I don't know what these numbers are going to come in at. So we have initial jobless claims. That's what we're going to focus in on at first. How many people lost their jobs for the first time? Okay, but then we're going to focus in on, can those people or people getting let go, are they able to find jobs so the job lists aren't starting to accumulate through the continued jobless claims? We don't want this thing hitting 2 million, okay? That's the thing we truly don't want it to do, because that's meaning they're starting to compile on top of itself, and that's not good for the markets. But it would be good for rates, but guys, I'm looking out for me and you, the economy, the strength of the economy, and can we pay our bills? And then we're going to start looking at other things like the servicing PMI and things like that to give us a little bit more of a read on inflation so I can give you more of an accurate number when it comes to rates. So that's it basically for the rest of the week. So join me back tomorrow to see how this all goes and takes effect. But right now, we're also going to look at what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next few meetings. So let's get over to the CME FedWatch group. Their FedWatch tool down here is going to tell us what their expectations are at the next few meetings from the Fed. We're going to go down through here and let's click probability. This has been hovering about 82. Ooh, it's down even further, folks. So if you've been watching lately, I think this was, what, 83 or 84 today? It's now at 80. So this keeps dropping a little bit. What this is telling us at the September meeting, if this continues to stay in this bucket right through here where you're seeing 80.9%, that means the Federal Reserve would cut rates a quarter percent. That means the federal funds rate would be 4 to 4.25 versus where it is right now, and that is 4.25 to 4.5. So now off to the most important thing. Who am I and why do I do this? So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to help you guys understand where mortgage rates are going and also understanding the financing of mortgages, because that could be a really detrimental part of home affordability for you and your family, not only on the purchase, but going forward as well. So we want to also talk to those out there that are looking to refinance or really don't know what they're doing when it comes to refinancing. Because when you bought a house, you had, you know, family members helping you, you had a realtor walking you through this, maybe even an attorney. Then once you get in the house, it's kind of like you're on your own. So how do you refinance? Well, here I'm going to ask you this question. What is your interest rate? Is it about a point higher than this? Well, let's get over to my website. Okay, so my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, folks. So anywhere in the country that you're watching this, I can help you out with a purchase or a refinancing. I've been doing this for over 35 years. Put my experience to work for you guys. So visit me at therateupdate.com. Here's my website. Okay, so here's some things I want you to look at. If you're looking to buy a house, go down through here. We have a program right through here, and this is going to help you even down the road when you look to refinance, because this down payment assistance program, this is virtually, think of it as free money, because when you walk out of the closing, you don't owe any money back. There's no lien on your property. There's no payments. And when you go to refinance, there's not another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in that down payment assistance you were thinking that helped you out, but now it's hurting you from refinancing. So check out this program because it's forgivable. But if you're looking to refinance, well, just check out this right through here. What this does is it's going to give you the ability to tell me what rate you want to refinance. So let's say you're at 7.5 now, and you're like, Dan, when rates hit 7.5, call me up. Let's see if this makes sense. Well, put in your information so I can get that information to call you. So just put in your information, what kind of loan you have, what the price is, what kind of product it is, and so forth. As soon as rates hit your sweet spot, I'll be sending you a video personalized to you to explain your savings and how much we might be able to help you. But also, if you've already been out there and you've already got a rate quote, let's say you're locked in, and now you're like, Dan, I love this thing, how you can compare your loan to over my our loan to over 30 different lenders. I didn't mention that. Let's give you another piece of the reason why you might want to use me. My slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank. Well, it's a bank and trust, and that gives me my federal license. But the unique thing about this place and the reason why I'm here, we're also a large, we're like a broker because we have 33 other lenders we can work with. We can offer you programs like this, and maybe if they have a better rate, or maybe they have an FHA program that just has that phenomenal rate for you. Well, I have the ability to use up to these 33 other lenders that we're set up with, kind of like a broker, but since we're a bank, I can't say that. So why don't you check out our services? I'm all through the country, been doing this for over 35 years. We can make sure your rate is competitive because we're going to compare it with over 33 other lenders throughout the entire country. So visit us at therateupdate.com. All you have to do is click one of these buttons or give us a call or just ask Dan a question right through here, and it will be me answering those questions. So that is it for today, folks. But mortgage rates ticked up just a little bit. Where are they going to go tomorrow? We'll tune in tomorrow morning so we can go over that live with you. As soon as the market's open, I'll give you a report where mortgage rates are going and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great evening. God bless and be safe out there. Bye-bye.